Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into something pretty fascinating in the tech world, Cursor. It's billed as the AI code editor.
That's right. And we've been digging through Product Hunt, which is, you know, a great place to see what users actually think.
Exactly. Loads of reviews, feature breakdowns, how it stacks up against other AI coding tools out there.
Yeah, it's a busy space right now.
It really is.
Yeah.
So our mission today is basically to figure out why people are calling Cursor the best way to code with AI and how it supposedly makes you extraordinarily productive.
And there's some weight behind that.
Yeah.
It snagged the 2024 Golden Kitty Award for AI Copilot Product of the Year.
Wow. Okay. And the rating, like 4.9 out of 5 stars from, what was it, over 600 reviews. That's pretty convincing.
It is. And I think what's really grabbing people is that core promise. Deep AI integration.
Deep integration. Okay. What does that mean in practice?
Yeah.
Beyond just like autocomplete.
Oh, way beyond. We're talking natural language coding. So you can literally just tell the AI, maybe build me a login form with validation instead of typing out all the code yourself.
Right, just describe it.
Yeah. And it offers smart predictions too, not just the next few characters, but potentially whole blocks of code. And you can ask your code base questions.
That's the code questions.
That's like, oh, show me all the dependencies for this specific module. Or maybe, where is this function used? It's meant to really understand your project.
Okay, that deep understanding, that sounds incredibly powerful. Yeah. But I'm trying to picture it. What does that actually feel like for a developer, you know, day to day? Does it really change how they work or just make things a bit faster?
I think it fundamentally shifts the cognitive load. Seriously, instead of getting bogged down in like boilerplate code or hunting for where something is defined, developers can focus more on the big picture, the architecture, the actual problem solving. It streamlines things, turns multiple steps into maybe just one command or one question.
Right.
And users consistently mention that boost in efficiency, the intelligent suggestions, the smooth integration, especially if they're already using VS Code. Many are saying it's like a supercharged GitHub Copilot.
A supercharged Copilot. I saw one user comment something like, Roan wasn't built in a day, but with Cursor, it probably could have been.
Slight chuckle. Yeah, maybe a bit hyperbolic, but it gets the point across. People feel fast.
Definitely speaks to the perceived speed. But for me, the thing that really made me go, whoa, the real kind of jaw-dropper moment reading through this was learning about Cursor agents.
Ah, yes, Cursor agents. That's a pretty significant step, actually.
Because before, this AI help was mostly stuck inside your main coding program, your IDE, right?
Exactly. But now you can use these agents on the web, even on mobile.
On your phone. You can code on your phone with this.
Well, you can interact with the AI, ask it questions about your code, maybe scaffold out some new work, write some snippets, all while you're away from your main computer. It kind of fulfills that promise of being able to, you know, vibe code on your phone, as they put it, fix things, iterate, even when you're not at your desk.
Okay, so you've got this tool. It's powerful, changing where and how people code, getting amazing reviews, but there's always a but, isn't there? This whole situation seems to be stirring up a big debate. Cursor or Claude Code?
Right. And this is where we hit the, let's say, practical hurdles, specifically rate limits and pricing, which seems a bit murky sometimes.
Murky how?
Well, take Cursor's Ultra plan. It's $200 a month, and that gets you 10,000 premium calls. These are the heavy-duty AI interactions like generating complex code or deep analysis.
Okay, 10,000 calls for $200.
Now compare that to something like Claude Code. They're offering 45,000 calls a month for $100.
Wait, 45,000 for half the price? That means Cursor seems way more expensive per call, doesn't it? Like 10 times more.
On the surface, yeah, roughly. Though the exact value of each call type might differ, it's hard to tell precisely. And users are complaining that those rate limits, especially on Cursor, can feel really tight. Some heavy users say they burn through them in just a few hours.
Ouch. That's like having a sports car, but only getting a gallon of gas. You can't really use it to its full potential if you're constantly hitting the limit, especially mid-project.
Exactly. And this lack of clarity on pricing, what counts as a premium call, the different limits, it's creating this really competitive, maybe slightly confusing landscape. People are trying to figure out the real value and accessibility.
Which raises pretty big questions, I guess.
Absolutely. Questions about, you know, long-term sustainability and just who can actually afford to use these powerful tools consistently.
So wrapping this up then,
yeah.
What does this all mean for you, the listener? Cursor is clearly making waves. It's highly rated, praised for boosting efficiency with its AI, Its smart features, and this big jump into mobile with Cursor agents is really interesting.
Definitely impressive stuff. But that whole Cursor versus Claude code discussion really throws a spotlight on a critical issue in this evolving space. It's not just about features anymore.
Right. It's about the practicalities, pricing, those call limits,
yeah,
transparency, and maybe even a bigger question lurking underneath.
Not yet.
Well, who actually gets to build things with these incredibly powerful tools?
Mm-hmm.
As AI handles more and more of the actual coding grunt work, what happens next? What new roles open up? Not just for developers, but for anyone interested in creating things. Does it free up human creativity for different kinds of problem solving?
That's the big question, isn't it? It's potentially a massive shift, redefining what creating and innovating even mean when AI is so deeply involved.
It really is. Definitely something profound to think about as these tools continue to develop.